The offer of the so-called pre-negotiation period had been reported in recent days in news accounts quoting various diplomatic sources, but the comments by State Department spokesman Sean McCormick were the most specific on the subject to date. The United States, along with the four other permanent UN Security Council member countries and Germany, have offered Iran a variety of incentives, including aid for its civil nuclear program, if it halts a uranium enrichment drive that U.S. and other officials believe is weapons-related. European Union Chief Diplomat Javier Solana and a delegation of diplomats from the P5+1 group presented Iran in mid-June with what is described as a refreshed incentives proposal, to which Iran has yet to give a final reply. In a talk with reporters, State Department spokesman McCormick confirmed that the big power proposal also includes the offer of a pre-negotiation period lasting 6 weeks, in which Iran would add no more centrifuges to its enrichment effort, though existing ones could stay in operation. During that period, Iran would begin nuclear talks with members of the P5+1, excluding the United States, on the benefits package. The United States, which has not had diplomatic relations with Iran in nearly 3 decades, would join the talks at the end of the pre-negotiation period, provided by that time Iran has suspended its enrichment program. If Iran suspended the enrichment program, the major powers would suspend enactment of UN Security Council sanctions on Iran. In his comments here, McCormick defended the pre-negotiation offer amid suggestions by some critics that it is too generous an offer to Tehran.
It still holds that in order to realize full-blown negotiations with the United States at the table, at the level of the Secretary of State, they need to suspend, suspension for suspension. We think that this is an eminently reasonable offer, and should the Iranians accept the offer, we think at the end of what would be less than 2 months, you could get to the desired goal, suspension for suspension, and the beginning of negotiations on potentially on a whole host of issues.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has said repeatedly that if Iran suspended uranium enrichment, she would be prepared to directly engage her Iranian counterpart in any venue on any issue the Iranians would want to raise. Iran is expected to deliver its answer to the refreshed P5+1 offer in the coming days, probably in a Tehran meeting between the European Union's Solana and Iranian nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili. Though Iranian public comments about the offer have been largely negative, officials here say there have also been remarks that suggest a debate within the Iranian leadership about whether to accept. McCormick said turning down the P5+1 offer would mean increased political isolation and tighter economic curbs on Iran, noting this week's decision by the French energy firm Total to halt plans for a major investment in Iranian oil fields. The U.S. spokesman also said the Bush administration sees no need to send its key envoy on the nuclear issue, Under Secretary of State William Burns, to Tehran with Mr. Solana on his expected mission. He said the U.S. commitment and good faith with regard to the P5+1 offer is already clear. David Gallas, VOA News, the State Department.